Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today we're talking about dating and asking, does it matter? And when I talk about size, y'all, get your minds out the gutter. We're not talking about the size of that. We're talking about the size of the person. And before we went to break, we were talking with R.J. Thomas. R.J. Hodges. Excuse me. Give me that Barry White voice.
I could be more than one person if you need
right.
me to.
Woo! Yes, honey. He's Barry
Thomas, too.
But we're talking with R.J. Thomas, and joining us, we have sexpert Lady V and D.H. Black, our favorite sexpert couple. Welcome back to the show, guys.
Thank you for having us back.
Oh, you guys had some big things coming up, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But today we're asking, before we break, we're talking about Lizzo and how, you know, this beautiful plus-size woman stirred up a lot of controversy at this recent Lakers game because she had her thong on with her butt out. Yeah, I want to ask you guys, you are a sexpert couple, and for those of you who are not familiar with VD Passion, tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Well, my name is Sexpert Lady V, and
I'm D.H. Black, the one and only.
The one and only, and we're DV Passion. We've been sexpert for about 8 years. We have been married for 15 years.
Yeah, about to be 15 next year.
No, it's 15, going on 16.
Is
look
it?
At you.
Oh
look
my
at
God.
You. So we've been married for 15 years, been open in our relationship for 14 years. We've been coaching for 8. We travel the world teaching adults about sex. We just recently was featured on Lisa Ling, This Is Life, on season 6, episode 7.
This CNN?
Is Life. Yeah. Yes, on CNN with Lisa Ling, This Is Life. And we have a company, DV Passion, where we travel teaching adults about positions, about interactions with each other, how
about
to
threesomes,
get
about
how to get it all.
Sitting, about things, so. Just go to our website.
Yeah, so we like to have fun.
Yeah.
I see. I like to have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But anyway, when it comes to size, in the I call it the alternative lifestyle genre, does size matter? I mean, you know, I'm plus size, you're plus size.
Yes.
Is that a big factor when it comes to mating and hooking up? And even on the other side, does it matter?
I think size matter only if you're concentrating on the size. You know, if that's your preference, and everyone have a desire. And some people aren't attracted to shorter people. Some people aren't attracted to older people, or taller people. So it's just based on your preference. Mm-hmm. It matters to the one that it matters to, in other words, you know. If it matters for me, I don't care. I don't care who you are. I just rather get to know the person that you are and not really look at your appearance, because appearance could lie any day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just based on your preference is my suggestion.
Well, my question, and this could be both of you guys can weigh in on this, when it comes to confidence, do you think that plus size people are more confident in a more sexual open environment than maybe in a monogamous one?
I think when it's like in a non-monogamous lifestyle or a swing, whatever, they get to be themselves, whereas they get to, it's no judgment. So somebody walking around totally naked and free, it's not an issue. Whereas if somebody did that, let's say going to a resort or to a beach, you'll be like, oh my God, she's wearing that.
Right.
And basically they feel judgment.
Yeah, judgmental. Yeah. And in our lifestyle and in this open environment, there's no judgment. I mean, you may get a little bit of pettiness, but it's no per se judgment on that person for what they are and who they want to be.
And I think plus, I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I think us plus size lady, because I'm BBW all the way.
All the way.
I represent us queens, yes. So I walk around with the confidence that I have, but I wasn't always this way. You understand? It took time to build that confidence up. It took time to know who I am. A person can only be confident if you know who you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you walk in, it's not, you don't have to walk in saying, oh, I'm a confident BBW. No, people see that, how you walk, how you talk, how you address yourself, how you carry yourself.
BBW energy.
No. And so if you possess that, some people who may not even be attracted to BBWs, like, mm-hmm. dang, wait, you just caught my attention, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, it's just who you are. If you possess that confidence, you possess who you are, and it radiates to everybody else.
Oh, what are your thoughts, RJ?
I just wanted to go back to something you just said, and I think that's a good point. Mm-hmm. We talk about preference, mm-hmm. and I think everybody has a preference.
Yes.
Whether you know you have a preference or you admit to it or not, I think that's okay. I think when it goes wrong is when preference becomes a standard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
yes.
It's like you may have a preference. You know, you may be a woman and you say, I only date men that are over 6'4". That's mm-hmm. your preference.
Preference.
But when that preference becomes, if you're not over 6'4", you're mm-hmm. not a good-looking person,
mm-hmm.
then now we've changed somebody's preference to a standard. And I
yeah.
think that's how people start to form low self-esteem and things like mm-hmm. that, because we've made certain body types. Oh, this is the standard for what is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's just somebody's preference for what is beautiful.
Very true.
So, you know, I think that's something that anybody that's struggling with, you know, image or body type, they can kind of take that to heart. Like, hey, somebody else's preference is not the standard. It doesn't mean you're not beautiful.
Beautiful.
It just means they had a preference, and that's fine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, now come through with the preferences and standards. I love it. From a male's perspective, say that again in your Barry White voice.
Yes.
Thank you again for
Ooh!
That.
I love it.
All right, everybody, I'm going to behave so we can take this break. You're listening to 1380 WAOK, Love and Relationship and Friends. I'm Amanda Cooper, and we have more coming on the other side of the break.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Today, I'm Amanda Cooper, your host, and boy, do I have a room full today. Before we went to break, I introduced you to RJ Hodges, VD Passion, and BH Black. And now we have joining us today, we have Miss Marquita. She is the brand manager for World Star Hip Hop, as well as a beautiful plus size model. Welcome to the show, baby.
Thank you, darling. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I do appreciate it.
Well, we want you to talk in the mic. Make sure you get all up in that mic, girls.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Fellas, can you hear her? Can you hear her?
Yes.
So now, Marquita, before we went to break, we were talking about dating and asking, does size matter? Not the size of yo boom, boom, and bang, bang.
Right.
We're talking about the size of the person.
Right.
And VD Passion and BH Black, as well as RJ Hodges, have shared their opinions about it. What's your opinion about it when it comes to dating and being plus size?
Well, I mean, honestly, I mean, I don't have any problems personally, but I feel like it all depends on the man. First, you have to love yourself before anybody, you know, you can say anybody loves you or anybody comes in to make change, try to change you in any kind of way or anything like that. So I would say my biggest thing, and as my king would say, is more of the health. It's the health part. He has no problem with me being plus size. It's more so if it's unhealthy. You get what I'm saying? If it's unhealthy, that's when, you know, it's a problem. Because, you know, you want to love you for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not here long enough because of your health, it's not more. Because I've seen small people mm-hmm. with health mm-hmm. issues. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter about the size. It's more of the inside, healthy-wise. So I don't think it's a problem.
I love it. So what do you think of Lizzo and what she did at the Lakers game? A plus-size sister showing all of her assets.
Okay. So I'm so sick and tired of people saying, we're saying it's not because of her size, when we most definitely know it's because of her size. Because all the other artists, entertainers walk around here half-naked,
mm-hmm.
and it's sexy. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Honestly, the outfit she had, I mean, it's not okay for no size to do something like that. You get what I'm saying? And I love Lizzo only because she is, you know, breaking plus barriers, being plus size. However, I mean, I don't see a big deal with it. Every entertainer is pretty much doing it. It's just her size that's making it a big deal.
Pretty much.
That's pretty much how I feel about that.
I think she's beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
I think Lizzo is beautiful. I mm-hmm. think her, and what makes her beautiful is her spirit. If you listen to any of her interviews and how she speaks, mm-hmm. she represents herself well. What I feel happened was society wasn't ready for all of that mm-hmm. that she's bringing, because she has a no, I don't care attitude, okay? And she's like bringing it all. And it's like, you gotta love her, because she's like, okay, I had my butt out, and what's the problem? You know, like, if you can see all these other artists, they have their butt out and everywhere. Like you said, I think it was just the location, right. where she did it at. You understand, it's the Lakers game. You got kids there. You got older people. You got people that, you know, may not look at it in the free light like everyone else. Time it's where she did it at. It's a time and place. Now, if she would have went to, like, a award show, everybody was like, yes. Yeah. But, you know, it's just to the game, it's like, wait, hold up. We wasn't ready.
And what's crazy is that the next day, while the internet is going crazy over what she wore to the Lakers game, the very next day, she got the Time cover for Entertainer of the Year. Mm-hmm. And she's fully covered. So she's just showing that she can kill it, clothed, unclothed, whatever. She's still going to bring it. So kudos to her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, when we come back, we have a caller, Yessie. He just called in. But before we go to Yessie, I want to talk about plus size and sexuality. Because I think that that's a huge thing. You know, we have RJ here kind of from a man's perspective. And what I love about you is that you are a male life coach. Like I told you earlier, I'm kind of over all the female life coaches. I'm like, I need a little testosterone,
That's why we do it.
So when we talk about sexuality and body image, how do the two merge together? Are they separate or are they the same?
I mean, I guess it depends more so on the person, you know. And like I said before, I mean, and you echoed that again, you got to love you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think if you can get past, again, what you've been taught, that what beautiful is, what you've been taught you're supposed to do and mm-hmm. not supposed. Like, we live in a world that's based on all of these constructs. Mm-hmm. And I think we're at a point right now, the reason everything is kind of chaotic is because everybody's starting to question all of the constructs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People are starting to question, do I have to be in a monogamous relationship? Mm-hmm. Or who said that I have to do that? Mm-hmm. Do I have to be a size 3 to be beautiful? Who said I have to do that? Mm-hmm. Like, we're questioning all of those things, and I think we're pushing the envelope. So I think sexuality and your level of confidence and your level of just, you know, your size in general, it's all based upon if you can get past that construct of what somebody has told you is supposed to be.
What it's supposed to look like. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So.
Well, let's go to Yessie and see his thoughts. Yessie, welcome to the show.
Blessings, all you good people.
Blessings.
These things we do don't disappear because we stopped doing them, and they were there when we started doing them. What do I mean by that? There's always been plus-size people, always been, you know, thinner people. There's been a time when larger people were glorified more as far as aesthetics go, you know, so on and so forth. Yet, when we talk about our a standard and appropriateness, if we're going to use those words, and what are some of the other things you guys were talking about in reference to what we're saying about Lizzo? Not talking about just her size, the action of showing your assets in a public place.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. What was the question again, Yessie?
Well, you know, my feeling is Lizzo could have had a shot of liquor and just had a little bit too much fun, and it was a mistake. It was an honest mistake. She meant to have fun because she's that kind of fun person. But the observers go,
No, Yessie. No. She meant to wear those pants.
She meant to wear that outfit.
On her way out, she was, you
can't
know,
leave the house right on and not know you got it on.
Because her entire backside was out. Yeah.
Right.
But you know what?
The whole time she was walking?
Yes.
It was like a t-shirt dress, and the bottom part of it was out. Cut out. Yeah. She actually
was
cut out.
It was kind of cute,
You don't not know you have that on.
Right? Kind of cute.
Yeah, she purposely planned that.
Yeah, she pulled the prints.
I know exactly what she was. I didn't know that part. I apologize. I mean, you know.
No, but our question is, a lot of people were saying it was inappropriate, but we're saying, you know, as a plus size woman, do you think her size had anything to do with it? One thing Marquita said, our guest, is she said it absolutely had everything to do with it. I personally feel like Marquita, if she had been a Beyonce or Rihanna, mm-hmm. I think that she could have gotten away with it if she would have been smaller. You don't think so?
No, because what would have happened is, see, she showed her whole butt side.
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm. She one and two.
See, that mm-hmm. is one of those things where that's what we call grown folk stuff. Grown folk stuff in their appropriate places and inappropriate places. Not saying she shouldn't have had a right to show that. But now walking around, I'm not even sure that's legal to walk around like that with your butt out.
It depends.
I think it's called indecent exposure.
It might be. It might be. Well, I just want to say thank you so much for calling in. It's been a pleasure. You always bring such great insight. Thank you for being here.
Can we compare it to something?
Oh, right. Well, do you like plus size women, Yessie?
I love our creation. If a plus-size woman finds love for me, I have love for her.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Fugazi stuff and get with monogamy again. And if not monogamy, honesty about it.
Okay.
Honesty,
you
like
agree
that.
Together. That's where the agreement is with the Messiah.
I love it.
Where you're in agreement together.
Well, we're in agreement that you are a fantastic caller. We hope that you continue to listen, and thank you so much for your input.
Bye, humbug.
Merry Christmas. Bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. It's been a great segment. We're going to come back on the other side of the break with more about this hot topic. But when we come back, we're going to talk about it from a male perspective. You know, we know women are beautiful and big and empowered and, you know, it's a standard, not just a preference and blah, blah, all of that. But what if it's reverse? What if there's a woman? What about women and plus size men? When we come back, we're going to talk about that. More here on 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Today we're talking about dating, and we're asking, does size matter? Like I said before, not the size of your being and your bang, but the size of your body. Meaning plus size people, are they getting a fair shake, excuse me, when it comes to dating? So in the studio with me today, I have an array of hosts. Excuse me, I'm getting all choked up about this subject. We have RJ Hodges. Yep. He is a life coach. We have Marquita. She is a plus size model and brand ambassador for World Star Hip Hop. Excuse me. And y'all introduce yourself while I figure my thing out.
And we're DV Passion. I'm Sexpert Lady V.
And Sexpert DH Black, the one and only.
The one and only.
All right, I think I'm back now. Okay. Nobody was offering to pat my back.
I was sitting here looking like, you want me to get some water for you?
I'm just going to sit over here and choke the dab. Y'all just listening.
We're going to let you down.
Now, on hold, we have Gideon. Gideon, what are your thoughts about our topic today?
Well, you know, it's a powerful subject that you have right now, because one of my ladies is what you're saying, plus size. And the issue has to do with health. And I think that your choking episode, in a sense, kind of highlights my comment.
Gideon! Oh, no, you didn't, brother. I thought you loved me, Gideon. You just going to throw some shade at me right there.
Who that shade is.
Great persona. But the issue is health. Plus size, fat, heavy, big bone, all these absolutes and these comments referencing figure has to do with the type of foods that we're eating, and in America, what they're feeding us in our communities and what mom is putting on the table. Diabetes, high blood pressure, these are very real maladies associated with being overweight. Personality has nothing to do with weight. Personality has to do with how we treat one another. And the key element of treating oneself right is taking care of oneself. So I've dealt with brothers who are athletes that are huge, but they could carry their body and run up and down the court or the football field. So I think that when we look at this concept of big bone and exposure, we have to look at it in the context of white America and what white women have introduced to our sisters, where originally that was not the way we carried ourselves, but because we're trying to be amalgamated into a very corrupt, perverse society run by white women from the bedroom and in the kitchen, I think that we have to look at what the long-term effects of that has been. Exposure of one's body cavity through wearing dresses that exposes, you know, your underwear and all this kind of stuff is very demeaning to our daughters. And it sets a precedent when we're looking at school-age children is beauty.
Well, when we talk about beauty, though, you said that one of your women is a plus-size woman.
Yes, sir.
I'm assuming she's healthy because of the way that you've shared how passionate you are about people understanding that they need to be healthy. But what was it about her that drew it to you? You didn't care that she was plus size. It was obviously more than that. So you're one of those men that do find plus size women attractive as long as there's a connection and that there is, you know, some sort of chemistry there. What we're talking about today is there are some people that won't even look towards a plus size woman because of her physical appearance, mm-hmm. because they have been sucked into this ideal image of what they feel is attractive, which is kind of more thinner, more curvy. They call it curvy. In actuality, it's really right. corrupting our society when mm-hmm. it comes to love because mm-hmm. it's unrealistic. You got women yeah. out there going out there getting their bodies manipulated through plastic mm-hmm. surgery mm-hmm. to try to exactly. fit into this box.
Exactly.
And honestly, yeah. that's an unrealistic box. We're not dating outside of the box. We're trying to fit tightly in it. Mm-hmm. So
right.
I think...
Let me answer that question. Mm-hmm. That's an excellent question. Actually, I'm not trying to be braggadocious, but I've never really had to put myself out there for women. They come to me, and that was what she did. It was, and
okay,
relationship-
now oh, play.
Oh, my
love.
Bragging
okay.
just a little bit. Just a little bit.
and what drew us together, I mean, she's a Hebrew, and she, you know, I always keep myself separated and walk, and she came to me and asked me about my name and this and that. And from that, we developed the relationship. So
okay.
I think that when we look at women in general and relationships, it has to do with personality, character, and not the weight of the individual.
All right.
But because of health now, let me just say this in closing. I did start her on a pattern of vegetarianism.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Gideon.
Yes, ma'am.
When you're basically you're saying, why did you change the way she eat? I'm just curious. Was it because you wanted her to lose weight?
Because of love, I want her to be healthy. And in the long run, as you get older, I'm 63, and you start looking down the road, people that are overweight and aging, their knees, your cartilage, your body structure. And you go to old folks' home because I took care of my mother until she passed a couple of years ago. She was not overweight because I changed her diet. It is horrible to see what overweight people in aged facilities have to go through. And I think that's a very important consideration for people who are, quote unquote, plus size.
Okay, well, we appreciate your comment. Like I said,
you
always
allow me to speak. You have a beautiful spirit.
Oh, no worries, Gideon. We appreciate your comments, and we appreciate your perspective on that. You have a great day, and again, continue listening, okay?
Yes, ma'am, I'll do that.
Wow, you know, Gideon's perspective about this is different than maybe what we believe. You know, he's looking at it more from mm-hmm. a health perspective in regards to the long term. When you mentioned, you know, you want to be healthy for the long term. Mm-hmm. but I want to get back to our original question before we really go into that, because we can go down mm-hmm. that road all mm-hmm. day long.
Yeah, yeah.
What about those plus-size men out there as sex experts? Do you get a lot of plus-size men in your circle?
Yes, It's a lot because you got to realize we're open to everyone. Everyone comes to us. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what size you are. Everybody's trying to get a, you know, achieve some goodness. So everybody want to know our expertise. So I like big dudes. Like as long as we keep on saying healthy. It's all about you being healthy. Mm-hmm. Regardless of if you're big, skinny, it's all about you being healthy. But I understand that some big guys have a problem, mm-hmm. you know, with accepting one who they are a lot. I've seen it a lot. Mm-hmm. But it's like you want a female to be attracted to you, but you're not attracted to yourself, you know? If you don't accept yourself or respect yourself or love yourself, you can't expect to get any love from anybody else, no matter what size you are.
Exactly.
And I think with bigger guys, it's that we don't know how to dress per se. We don't have the right size clothing or the right size length. So it also starts with that, and that builds along character and swagger. And you start learning who you are and what you like and how to dress and how to just carry yourself. Yeah. And I think women pick that up. And like Biggie. Biggie wasn't the most handsome
he
as male.
He said he was ugly as ever.
But that swagger.
That's a good point.
But mm-hmm. but that swagger that he brought, you know, men back in the days, Heavy D, you know, they brought that swagger that, oh my God, that even the slimmest of women would just be like, oh my God, he's... Mm-hmm.
Throw them panties on.
I was going to say, I used to always tell clients, people see you how you see yourself.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yes. So it's like, if you can see yourself as being sexy or looking good or whatever the case may be, you exude that vibe when you walk in a room. Mm-hmm. But if you bought into all of the stereotypes of what is or what I should be, and you see yourself as not that, you're going to exude that too. Yeah, I've seen big dudes with some of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life, and I'm looking like, but when you talk to him, you're like, okay, I see it.
I see it now.
He sees himself as, man, how she got me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's like, when it comes to that, you understand. So I think it's just all about us breaking all of these boundaries and all of these barriers of what it should be.
I love it. And I see myself up here with some beautiful, bold people, honey. And I'm loving it today.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
I'm Amanda Cooper, your host for today. And we have a nice hot show for you, another grown and sexy show is what I like to call it. Today we're talking about dating and asking, does size matter? Does the size of the person that you're dating or that you're attracted to matter? Do they have to have a certain body image in order for you to even consider them as a possible mate or even just a partner or someone you want to take out on a date or get to know better? Cynthia from South Fulton, you are the woman caller of the day, girl. I need to hear what you got to say up in here.
Yes. Well, first of all, I'm just now finding out I'm a plus-size woman. You said 150. I weigh 153, and I wear a size 8. So I'm looking like, oh, wow. I didn't know I'm a plus-size woman.
Well, that's what I would assume. That's what I've been told, like 150, 160 is considered plus-size.
Okay.
I don't know if that's right or not, but that's what I've been told.
It could be based on the height as
Oh, okay. Because I'm short, so it looks different on me,
seems
too,
like
Cynthia.
It's based on what you call yourself, though.
Mm. Yeah, you know. Exactly. Yeah.
I consider myself medium build.
Okay.
But what I think, in my experience, men that are overweight typically want someone that's in shape. And you kind of look around and it's like, well, how would you expect something, you expect somebody to bring something to the table that you don't bring? Mm-hmm. So it's like that's always been something strange for me. I think I appreciate the fact that you guys make that you stipulated a difference between a preference and a standard. And I think mm-hmm. sometimes mm-hmm. we do get caught up in a standard when it just seems like love is so evasive and finding the right one is a challenge these days. I could appreciate having a preference, but not making it a standard.
Mm. Are you attracted to plus size men, Cynthia?
You know, it depends on how they carry it. Mm. If they're tall and they're heavier, then yes, I will be attracted to that person. But if it's if their belly turns the corner before they do.
No, not so much.
No.
Well, what if you're with someone, and this is a question, and this is oftentimes the struggle. You're with someone, and they are a certain way when you are with them, and then over time, while you're with them, whether you're dating or married or your life partners, their body changes and they gain weight.
Then,
that
you know,
in every relationship, like
absolutely,
especially if you have to.
That good cooking
that we could address together. And I go to the gym. As a matter of fact, I just came from the gym, so I'm hoping it's something that we could work on together. But if I love the person, I love them, and we're going to change as we age, and that would not be a deal breaker for me.
Wow. With that, Cynthia, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate
you.
Thank you, guests. All right. Have a beautiful day. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We got a lot of conversation about this.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We're at the end of our show, and it has been a phenomenal show, but we have just a couple more minutes left to talk about dating and asking, does size matter? Ms. T from South Carolina, we had you on hold in the last half. What you got to say right about now? What are your thoughts about this topic?
Well, it does matter to me. I weigh 150 pounds, and I do not want 300-pound man.
Okay. So you're just not attracted to plus-size men?
The only way that I can have a 300-pound man in my life is if I met him and he, both of us, was pretty much the same size and he gained weight over the years. That would be okay with me. But when I'm out there looking, or when I meet a man first time, I do not want to meet a 300-pound man.
What about a 200-pound man?
All right.
150 would be fine, maybe a little under 200.
Okay, so 200 and up is game out for you. You're done.
200 is a question. And
wow.
I want a big man.
Okay, okay. Wow. So what do you think about big plus-size models? What do you think about these women, you know, that are plus-size, beautiful? What do you think about that? Do you think that men should consider them, or do you think that men should feel the same way that you do? Is your preference is no, but do you think that should be the standard? Because that's what a lot of people are doing. They are discriminating against people just based off, well, not discriminating, I shouldn't say, but not choosing to be with people based off how the size, their size.
I think it's a choice. It's just a choice. Some men, and I've listened to people on your show, they don't have a preference. Other people do. I do have a preference. So I'm this maybe one of less than many. So as far as having my preference, is my preference, and it's my preference.
Right.
And I can't.
Well, thank you so much for your call. We appreciate you, and we look forward to seeing, hearing you call back and say you done found that 199-pound man, okay?
0.5.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow, I love it. Marquita, any advice for plus-size ladies and men that are looking for dating? Like, how do you build your self-confidence up daily?
Well, first thing I'm going to say is love yourself first. I can never, you know, push that on anybody, you know, no matter what size you are, male, female, love yourself first. My thing, how I got to where I am, I looked in the mirror daily. I still do daily, and tell myself how beautiful I am, how I love myself. You're smart. You're gorgeous. And, you know, that's loving yourself. That's, you know, complimenting yourself. You don't have to hear from other people for it to be true. And like he was saying, once you do that, everybody else will see you like that. So it's, you know, it's just all about loving yourself first. You have to.
RJ, what are your thoughts? What is your takeaway? What do you want people to take away from this entire two-hour conversation?
Short and sweet, you are beautiful. You know, don't limit yourself to some standard of what beauty is. Look at yourself in the mirror and know that just because somebody else might not like it, as long as you like it, as one of our callers said, there's somebody for everybody. Somebody is going to love you just the way you are. And also, for people, don't assume just because somebody may be larger that they eat bad or they're horrible people or they don't take care of themselves or they don't care about themselves. Don't assume that. We generalize so much stuff, but at the end of the day, just know you are beautiful, and that's all across the board.
I love it. Well, you know, one thing I want to say is that it's interesting because we are encouraging men to be more open-minded about the size of the woman and get to know her and you know, just tear down this preference based off standards, because I think that that has a lot to do with it, too. But we haven't really talked to the women about breaking down their preferences for men when it comes to the men. Like Miss T called from South Carolina. She said, I want no 300, but he may be the best fit for her. But because of her preference, because of standards, she is missing out on a great love. So I think both men and women need to be more open-minded when it comes to Lizzo. I think UDH Black made a very good point. You said it could be about her size because right after her came who?
The halftime performance, which was Lakers girls, and they're usually scantily clad. And it was never an issue on that. So I think we just need to check ourselves and look inwardly and see, you know, what we see as normal isn't normal. What we see as not normal is normal. So
real quick, where can everybody find you guys at? We'll start with the sex experts real quick.
Yes, go to DB Passion, D as in David, V, passion.com. And then also my book, The Body in Me, was released on, and it's a paperback. Yes, go grab my book. It tells my story about my bisexuality.
I love it. And Markita?
You all can find me on Instagram at Markita. That's M-A-R-K-E-E-T-A. _ WSHR.
Wonderful. And RJ?
At RJ Hodges Speaks, RJHODGES Speaks, all one word. Also, check out my book on Amazon, The Art of Mastering You.
I love it. And of course, you can always find me, Amanda Cooper, your host today, at AL Cooper Speaks on Instagram and Facebook. Again, make sure you also follow 1380 on Facebook and Instagram at 1380 WAOK.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.